happy. Boing. Yip,
our tearful nephew, whom we had left in charge. It's happened again, the pub's flooded again. Humber burst its banks this morning. The derelict primary school, tie bags for life around our ankles, and wade across the playing field, through the council estate to the market square. The whole town's come out to stand dumbly about, staring at the filthy wall. Round the fat-headed butcher, who's back on his soapbox again, bemoaning the lack of adequate flood defences, somehow putting it down to an insurge of benefits scrounging immigrants, while handing out packs of sausages, black puddings, ham and haggises. Avoiding making eye contact, we hurry past the baying throng. Our beer garden lies in disarray, tangled shell eggs and brown umbrellas.
Crossing the threshold, we are overwhelmed to find our neighbours whom we've never actually spoke to.
And starting off the program tonight, you heard something from Richard Dawson, a track from his new album called 2020. You heard the track called The Queen's Head, and that was a new release out on the Weird World record. And it's a really interesting folk singer-songwriter, making some very, kind of matter-of-fact vocals and just some very, very quirky lyrics. And once again, that's Richard Dawson in the track from his new album called 2020. You're tuned in to CITR at the University of British Columbia, 101.9 on your FM dial, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new music, new stuff I've been checking out, and all kinds of shows that are playing coming up. And to start off the program tonight, we're going to hear a show that's playing tomorrow night, and you can hear Inherent Vices along with Chris Horrific and Smithy Ramone, and they'll be playing tomorrow night at the Toast Collective down at 648 Kingsway, which is right next to the Matchstick coffee shop. Let me see, I'm not sure how much tickets are. I think it's about $5 to $10. You're going to hear from these three artists in this next set. You can hear something from the new release from Chris Horrific. He's got a new album out that's called it's called Treats. And you can hear the track called That's What the World Would Inherit. After that, you'll hear something from Inherent Vices and a track, taken off a new EP. You're going to hear a track called an EP called Gratitude. And you'll hear the track called The Law of Attraction Worked For Me. And then after that, you're going to hear something from Smithy Ramone and a track off her EP called Cursed. And you'll hear a track called, the track is called Crummy Stuff. And you can check it out at smithyramone.bandcamp.com. But first, right here on CITR, this is something from Chris Horrific. This track is called That's What We Would Inherit.
And I'll be patient like a saint. If she can handle the crying, feel like good enough to come every week. And that's what he would inherit, something they got from the bay. And why the fuck would he want it? All his favorite bands had guitar in them, 'cause these were doing the learning. She learned the notes by herself, and she expected him to know it. She tried every night till he knew all of them. He was born a performer, who knew he was at the time. Whatever she put in front of him, he'd play it unless he was bored of it. When he played for her, 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 he wasn't gonna play for himself. If she was gonna pay that much, she was gonna see some results. He worked hard in it, and when she came on, he'd play anything that he knew she loved. If she was gonna pay that much, oh, she was gonna see some results.
I've had it tough. I've had enough of the crummy stuff. I've had enough of the crummy stuff.
And that was Smithy Ramone with a track off the Cursed EP. That track was called Crummy Stuff. Before that, you heard something from Inherent Vices with The Law of Attraction Worked For Me of the Gratitude EP. And at the top of the set was Chris-erific with That's What We Would Inherit off the Treats album. And those three artists are playing tomorrow night at the Toast Collective. Definitely check it out if you're looking for something to do tomorrow evening. And if you're looking for something to do tonight, you can head to the same location and check out the collection of artists playing the It's the New Thing show, which is a collection of different artists ranging from Tone, as well as Kel Fleming, Duck Mayo, Ichuda, and a group called Yep. So you're going to hear from one of those artists. So you can head there actually right now and check out the show. It's started at 7, but it's going to go until about midnight. So you have plenty of time to check out some more stuff. And once again, that's It's the New Thing. And that's a show playing at the Toast Collective tonight at 648 Kingsway. So we're going to hear something from Yep. And you can check it out at yep.bandcamp.com. You'll hear a track off an album called Sport. You can hear a demo track called Grub. And this is a local trio. After that, you're going to hear something from a very interesting project from In the Red Records, and it's the Wolf Manhattan Project. And this is a kind of a power trio, I guess, featuring Bob Burt, who is also associated and involved with Sonic Youth and Pussy Galore, as well as Mick Collins from the Gorries, as well as Kid Congo Powers. And if it's out on In the Red Records, you know it's definitely good. So we're going to hear something from the Blue Jean Stew album from the Wolf Manhattan Project. From that, you're going to hear a track called Braid of Smoke. And then after that, we'll see what we get to. We might just hear from these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR, this is something from Yep. This track is called Grub. We'll be right back.
Indie Rockers Rah Rah Riot play the Biltmore Cabaret on November 2nd. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.ca and Red Cat Records, presented by MRG Concerts, CITR Radio, and Discorder Magazine.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
That was new stuff from In the Red Records. That was something from Wolf Manhattan Project. The album is called Blue Jeans Stew. Here the track called I Feel You. And it's this came out actually a few months ago. Not super, super new. But anyways, came out in April. And that features Bob Burt as well as Mick Collins and Kid Congo Powers. Prior to that, you heard something from Yep with a track called Grub. It's taken off the Sport album. Or EP, I should say. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR Radio, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a pretty wide variety of stuff, a little bit more garage-oriented this set, maybe a little bit kind of ambient in the middle, and then some electronic towards the end. So we've got a pretty wide variety, as usual. So up next, we're going to hear something from a group called Diot. And they have a new album out called Positive Disintegration. You can hear a track off of it called Only My Own. And then after that, something from Trampoline Team. And these, I think they're out on, yeah, they're out on the Hozak record label. You can hear something from them. And then after that, something from another release from In the Red Records, something from CFM. But first, right here on CITR, all the way from Berlin, Germany, this is a group called Diot. This track is called Only My Own.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and I'll be on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And what you just heard was someone from CFM, and that was a new release from Charles Francis Moothart, who is an artist out on the In the Red record label. And his latest release is something called Soundtrack to an Empty Room. And you heard the track called, the track was called Pay the, actually I had the wrong track queued up. Oh, that was a track called Lovely. Sorry about that. Once again, that was CFM out on In the Red Records. Prior to that, you heard something from Diot with a track called Only My Own off the Positive Disintegration release that came out on the Blackest Ever Black recording company label. And this is a kind of a slight departure from what they usually release. They're a little bit more known for the more kind of electronic and ambient and experimental territory. And this one's a little bit more of a punk sounding release, but it is quite minimal and it is very, very interesting stuff. Once again, that's Diot out of Berlin, Germany. So we're going to keep going with some more stuff on Canada Post Rock, and we're going to move into a little bit different territory than what we've been hearing in the past little while. We're going to move into more kind of electronic and ambient territory, and the first of which is a soundtrack from a documentary called Over the Rainbow, done by Jeffrey Pixiedo, and it's a documentary about Scientology, and it was... the soundtrack was done by a group called HTRK, also known as Hate Rock. And I played the new Hate Rock album a few weeks ago, and they're a electronic group that's out on the, or not quite electronic, but they're an Australian group, and they're out on the Ghostly International record label. You heard the album called Venus in Leo a few weeks ago, but you're going to hear a track off the soundtrack, which is a little bit more ambient than what the previous HTRK album was. So you're going to hear a track from the soundtrack, and you're going to hear a song called, or a score piece called Over the Rainbow, the title track. And then after that, you're going to hear some from an artist named Inayoma Land, I think that's how you pronounce it, and is an ambient artist. And he's got a new release out called Commissions, 1977 to 2000. And it was just released this month on Empire of Signs Records. And this is an artist who is, putting together all of his commissions that he's done over the years. Really interesting stuff. And that's out on the Empire of Signs record label. And once again, it's called Inayoma Land is the name of the artist. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from the new HTRK soundtrack score to the movie called Over, or the documentary called Over the Rainbow. This is the title track. Thank you. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And what you just heard was something from the artist and composer Inoyama Land. And you heard the track called Candy Floss, which is taken from the new album called Commissions 1977 to 2000. And that was recently pressed on vinyl on the record label called Empire of Signs Records. And prior to that, you heard something from HTRK with a track called Over the Rainbow from the soundtrack of the same name, which is a documentary on Scientology. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to hear something from an artist named Theodore Kale Schaefer, and he's out on the Students of Decay Records. Late record label based out of Chicago, which is a home to a lot of different drone and ambient and electronic artists. Really great label. Been checking them out for a long time. You're going to hear something from Theodore Kale Schaefer and a track off the album called Patience, and you'll hear a track off of it called Gold Chain. It's really nice ambient music, very kind of droney, hazy, and kind of almost kind of cinematic to it in some pieces, I guess. So anyways, after Theodore Kale Schaefer, you can hear something from an artist named 33EMYBW, and this is an artist out of Shanghai. He's got a new album out called Arthropods, and actually I'm not sure, I think this is only one artist. It's I'm gonna have to actually look this up more. I do believe it's one artist, and her work is under the name 33MYBW. Anyways, this is out on the Subcult record label. From it, you'll hear a track called Tentacle Center. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Theodore Kale Schaefer. This track is called Gold Chain.
I'm wearing shoes right now. Yeah, I'm awake. I'm in a tank. Yeah, so I'm We are High School for Recording Arts Los Angeles.
You may have heard about our school in Minnesota, but we started something new and great right here in LA.
HSRA is the new family in town. Our students have created the song Smashing Out to let others feel our energy and to represent the culture HSRA is building.
We all came from different backgrounds, and we're seeking a different form of learning. We found it here at HSRA.
Together, we started a student record label. Smashing Out is the first song we produce.
We also just dropped a music video for this song. It represents our energy, our personalities, and our culture.
You can find us on IG at HSRA_LA, and you can contact me, our student manager, Empress, E-M-P-R-E-S-S, Hill01@UVilleCharter.org, or reach the school at 320-428-0854.
320-428-0854. Dream it till I see that
it's SRA. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, who Musqueam Mustayo.
Thank you.
track. That was something from 33EMYBW, a track from the Arthropods albums, what you heard, something called Tentacle Center. And 33EMYBW is a Shanghai-based artist, and she actually did an opening set or a tour along with Aphex Twin at a Manchester event. And anyways, really cool that she opened up for Aphex Twin. And prior to 33EMYBW, you heard something from Theodore Kale Schaefer, a track off an ambient release called Gold, or called Patience. You heard the track called Gold Chain. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. Up next, we're going to hear something from Boreal Massive, a track off an album called We All Have an Impact, and you'll hear the track called it's called Black Rapids, and that's off a new release on a record label called Pessimist Productions, and Boreal Massive is a duo. After that, we're going to hear something from 808 State, longtime electronic artists that have been around since the 80s, and they have a brand new album out called Transmission Suite. You'll hear a track called Huronic, and this is out on their own record label, 808 State. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from, once again, something from Boreal Massive, and a track from the duo. You're going to hear a track, something called Black Rapids, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on.
Floating Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from 808 State, a track off the brand new album called Transmission Suite, and that you heard the track called Huronic. At the top of the set was the ambient duo Boreal Massive, and a track off the album called We All Have an Impact. You heard the track called Black Rapids. Really great stuff, and that's out on the Pessimist Productions record label. And up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear something from a Montreal hip-hop and R&B artist named Hua Li, and a track off her album called Dynasty. New stuff into the station out on Next Door Records. You can hear a track off of it called Mastery, and you can check it out at huali.bandcamp.com. And then after that, you're going to hear a really interesting album from an artist named Rabbit. And he makes like a bunch of really interesting kind of, I'm not sure what you'd exactly call it. He does some like kind of screwed and chopped takes on some very big 90s and 2000s artists. He has an album out called Screwtapes, Cold Summer, and Star Belly. You can hear the Star Belly side of the release. And on this, he tackles some pretty interesting stuff. He does versions of Bjork, as well as Playboi Carti, Kanye, even the ambient artist Grouper. But the track you're going to hear is something featuring UGK, also known as the Underground Kings, the big, longtime 90s hip-hop group. But yeah, you're going to hear a version of it called Star Belly. And once you hear it, you'll recognize some of the UGK samples. So definitely check out some more, and that's Rabbit with 1B. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM from Montreal, this is an artist named Hua Li. This track is called Mastery.
The key, but without repeat performances, what does it really mean? Does she still got it? Bringing the girls to their knees, standing the boys on their keys, still hot at market, but they off target when he gets started. Will she stay scarlet? So I beg your pardon, if you come to harvest, you gon' leave here starving.
Do they really feel where I come from?
Master. some orientalized. Giving gentle rise to habits that he generalized. I breathe fire, sure, but I never claim it's naturalized. Leaning through the pity, pray he gets used to the pity. Cause I left her on the sidelines thinking I wouldn't get misty. Flipping back to days when fever had us hot in harmony. Kick it up, I dare say I'd have skipped that trip to pharmacy. Cause dopamine and functioning have taken on synonymy. It used to be a glance could bring the dose up astronomically. Now I'm cursing out the city cause my skin don't seem to fit me. Never mind, it's been months since we last really got jiggy. Hate to bring it back to technical, see him looking skeptical. Leaning on the chemicals like now's gotta be seminal. Pray pushing it to the side, heals the wound pressure applied. I'm taking it all in stride, leaving the rest out on the curbside.
Do they really feel where I come from?
Yeah.
That was something from Rabbit. The release is called Starbelly, and you heard the track called Starbelly 3 UGK, and that's featuring the Underground Kings. And Rabbit is based out of Houston, Texas. And before that, you heard something from Hua Lee with a track called Mastery. And that was off an album called Dynasty. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. I'll be back next week with some more great music, and keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And Scald's Hall will be up next at 9. And if you missed anything I said, you can always head to our website, CITR.ca, and check the shows. You can get a list of recently played tracks in a playlist format, as well as download this and your favorite CITR shows into your favorite podcast machine. So I'm going to leave you this week with some new stuff from Constellation Records out of Montreal. The latest is a forthcoming release from Land of Kush, and this drops on November 8th. But from the album called Sand Enigma, you're going to hear a track off of it called Dom Yet 1331. So keep it locked on CITR, right here on CITR. This is something from Land of Kush. This track is called Dom Yet 1331.